Hi, I'm Ann DeLisi, and this is The Secret Ingredient. Well, this week, Detroit Free Press restaurant critic Lindsay Green unveils her list of Detroit's best restaurants, and today she announces Restaurant Classic. Okay, Lindsay, here we are to talk about Restaurant Classic, and as we go through the week, you're going to have the top 10 restaurants, and then Restaurant of the Year is how we're going to wrap things up later in the week. But we're going to start with Restaurant Classic, and you and I talked briefly yesterday about the fact that this has changed. This is sort of, you turned this over to the readers and eaters of Detroit to determine what Restaurant Classic would be. So before you announce it and we talk about it, can you talk about what this process was like? And did you enjoy watching it play out this way instead of you choosing the restaurant yourself?
You know, I really did. As someone who, again, is new to Detroit, new-ish to Detroit, I should say.
Right.
It really is wonderful hearing these stories from real Detroiters, real Metro Detroiters who have real experiences in these places and real relationships with the owners and the chefs behind these places. You know, sometimes for me, I can go in and I can have a dish or have a few meals there and really get a sense of the place. And of course, I talk to the owners, I talk to the chefs through interviews. But it's so different when you have an intimate relationship with the chef or with the owner because you, you know, have come in over the past 20 years or, you know, you've raised kids who've maybe worked in that place. It's really special to be able to hear those truly intimate stories from readers. And so that layer was really special. And we got, you know, hundreds of nominations. And so sifting through those, I really did enjoy it. It might sound like it's kind of daunting, but I really did enjoy seeing what people had to say and what these spaces really meant to these communities.
So what is Restaurant Classic for 2023?
So our Restaurant of the Year Classic is Tallulah Wine Bar and Bistro in Birmingham.
Ah, yeah.
And I see that you're nodding, so I'm sure you're familiar.
I am familiar with that place. So how did it come to get this honor? I'm sure you had a lot of people write in about it, and then I'm sure you went there. So let's talk about Tallulah's a little bit.
Yeah, so fortunately, I had been to Tallulah's. It was really nice to get to see what Tallulah is doing, and they've been doing it for a really long time. So it's a great place. Again, it's a wine bar and a bistro, and so it's a great place to get a phenomenal glass of wine. You can share a bottle with a friend, which is what I often end up doing. And you can also have a great meal. And so they kind of have a range of offerings there. You can have really great seafood, or you can have, you know, pasta, which is made in-house. Or you can have what I had recently, which was the, they had a great pork chop on the menu that was sort of Korean barbecue style, and that was really good. So they just really are continuing year after year to excel in both wine and the food that they offer. And what was special with this one, my colleague actually, Sue Salasky, wrote this one. And she had a little bit of an intimate experience with this, which, you know, you'll have to read the story to learn a little bit more about. But Sylvia Rector, who was the former restaurant critic, she has since passed. She wrote about Tallulah years ago, and she raved about it. And in the office, she talked about it. And so Sue was able to kind of reflect on those conversations with Sylvia and get a chance to try the restaurant for herself. And so that's a great example of a restaurant that even back then was talked about as, you know, one of the best. And here we are years later still celebrating them.
What did the folks that voted on Tallulah have to say about it? Do you recall, like, what the from a consumer standpoint, what they had to say about it?
You know, it's kind of funny. It was one of those where they didn't have much to say. They just were like, They're the best. Everything that you get at Tallulah is the best. Every meal that I have is the best. I've never had a dish that I, you know, haven't liked at Tallulah. They've talked about the Kamaj family, who's been in the business for a long time. They also own Zana, which just opened in Birmingham not too long ago, and also Besa, which is in downtown Detroit. And so they kind of mentioned those restaurants as, you know, proof of this is coming from a restaurant group that is doing really well. Another thing that's great great about Tallulah is that when you think of Restaurant of the Year classics, sometimes, I mean, in the case of last year, for example, Mudgee's was our winner. And Mudgee's is a very casual place, right? It's a sandwich spot. It's been known as a sandwich spot for years. But Tallulah brings this white linen tablecloth fine dining experience that sometimes you don't see or you don't think of with Restaurant of the Year classic, because you think of mom and pop shop, you know, you think of, I think maybe you would think of something that's a little bit more casual. And so to have this fine dining restaurant that, you know, again, has been successful for years is also really nice to see.
Tomorrow on Culture Shift, Lindsay Green begins her list of top 10 restaurants in Metro Detroit. You can read her column at freep.com/ROY. For WDET, I'm Andalisi.